Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. Earlier this month, the University of Pittsburgh and Syracuse University announced they would leave their athletic conference, the Big East, for the Athletic Coast Conference, the ACC. Syracuse is a charter member of the Big East, which currently has 16 member schools, including the University of Louisville. And that has touched off a hurricane of speculation and a game of musical chairs affecting conferences coast to coast. Here to help us get a toehold on all this is Eric Crawford of the Courier-Journal and Holly Anderson, who blogs about college football for Sports Illustrated. She joins us by phone. Thank you both for joining us.
Good to be here.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome. Eric, first of all, let me ask kind of a naive question. Why do schools jump conferences in the first place? Is it more money, more TV
that's
revenue?
It. Money. That's pretty much it. There are a few other factors, but this is all about money and a chance. In the last instances that you mentioned, Pittsburgh and Syracuse stand to probably up their conference take by $10 to $12 million maybe a year just from moving conferences. So it may just be a blip on a university budget, but it's a big chunk for athletics.
And U of L recently made a big step up to the Big East from the Conference USA, right?
That's right. That's right. And I think they're happy where they are, but it's crumbling around them, it seems.
It's a crazy thing. Holly, Syracuse and Pittsburgh going to the ACC. Now, is that a done deal?
Yeah, this is a thing that's going to happen. They've asked for membership. They've applied for membership. They've been received. Everything that's left is just paperwork.
But there's like a waiting period, right?
Yeah, there's the Big East is saying that they had something like a 27-month waiting period, and they're saying that they intend to enforce it. And frankly, that's not something that part of it is not set in stone. That could still change.
Now, Eric, how are Louisville officials responding to this? Are they flirting with another conference?
Well, most of their effort so far has been working to shore up the Big East. Mm-hmm. They're not assured. The Big 12 conference lost a member. Texas A&M went to the SEC. So the Big 12 is looking to replace at least one school, and there's been some talk that they could go to 12. So Louisville might be under consideration, but they don't have anything on the table right now, and they're really, most of their effort has been working toward making the Big East something that would be sustainable, you know, if there were further defections and trying to gather what schools they think would be worth having join the league.
And there's been all this talk everywhere, and among the things talked about, bringing in these service academies to the Big East.
Well, with Navy and Air Force, particularly, mm-hmm. there are a couple of football programs that are respectable. I don't think that's going to wow anybody, but that's kind of a stability move to get a couple of decent programs in.
Now, I've heard it also mentioned that some of these conferences do not allow beer sales. Now, that could be a big deal in some schools.
This school here in Louisville in particular, you know, and that's been there's been a lot of debate about that. And every conference is different. And really, most conferences now are selling beer and liquor in their luxury suites. So it's just a question of location as to whether you can buy alcohol.
Holly, what other major defections are being talked about throughout the rest of the country?
There's been discussion between two of the mid-major conferences, between the Mountain West and Conference USA, for some kind of wholesale merger. There's actually talk that the Big East is going to add, you mentioned a minute ago, four teams, TCU, BYU, Louisville, and West Virginia, which would certainly shore them up and which, you know, with their current state of nine teams, would get them back to technically 13 for just a few minutes. They got that done real quick. But I think if there's one thing we've learned from this now entering its second year of the realignment carousel, it's that schools don't really care what the geography or the numbers in their conference name says.
So, and there's also a big meeting in Washington this weekend with Big East officials, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be kind of firming up what they want their future plans to be?
Yeah, the Big East is in crisis control mode, especially after, you know, all the big talk that came out of Big East media days. I think, well, there was the scuttlebutt on the ground is that the commissioner found out that Syracuse and Pitt were moving in the press box during a game from a reporter who asked him about it. I think they've got a lot of egg on their face after determining, for example, after the Syracuse-Pitt announcement that there was no provision for schools needing to inform the conference to leave. I think, you know, I'd bring up paperwork again. I think the Big East has a lot of legal wrangling to do to keep their current schools in place if this conference is even going to have a future.
And Eric, Rick Pitino on the basketball side has chimed in on this. What are his thoughts?
Well, obviously, he's loyal to the Big East. He's mm-hmm. a Northeastern guy. And I really think that if you were to poll the coaches and athletes at Louisville, you'd get a majority that are happy with the conference they're in. But this is all about college football. It's about maintaining yourself in a bowl championship series conference, which is access to a lot of money and access to the, you know, the football national championship picture. And Louisville's really just going to have to go where they can stay a part of that BCS. And so to a great degree, a lot of the decision is going to be made by somebody else, whether the Big 12 wants them or not, and what their partners in the Big East decide to do.
Got about a minute left. I want to talk about this weekend's game for just for this minute. Eric, some are wondering if Kentucky still belongs in the Southeastern Conference after that 25th straight loss to Florida in their series last weekend. They're in Baton Rouge tomorrow, face the number one team in the country, LSU. Any chance they could pull an upset?
No.
No?
No. we've gone through whether they belong or not, they're in. It's a nice check.
Yeah, so I think you picked LSU by 35.
It's almost basketball season. They're camping out for Midnight Madness tickets on Kentucky's campus as we speak.
Holly, is LSU deserving of this number one ranking?
Absolutely. I was in Morgantown last week for their win over West Virginia, and the biggest, shiniest HD television will not convey how fast these guys are. I was not a believer in LSU football because it's LSU. They're always going to lose two games along the way, but this is the most complete team I think I've seen in the Les Miles era. They are terrifying.
And finally, Eric, U of L takes on Marshall this weekend at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. What do you see happening there?
Well, it's a rare Saturday game for Louisville, so yeah, it's a sellout, which is a big deal for them, and they need to win. They really gained some momentum beating rival Kentucky last week, and they need to keep it going.
I better keep the IU fans happy. They're hosting Penn State this week, and that's going to be a major battle.
They're not going to be happy, I don't think. So,
okay. Well, Eric Crawford from the Courier-Journal and Holly Anderson from Sports Illustrated, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.